Hey, everybody, it's Adam Ray for the About Last Night podcast. How are you? Happy fucking Monday, baby. Got through the weekend. Hope it was a great one for you. Hope you got a great week ahead, man. The podcast is here, so you probably do, right? A lot of people really enjoy the podcast on a Monday. I love that we do two episodes a week, but Monday, looking forward to some comedy is never a bad thing, and especially when it starts the week out. So we're happy to be here for you guys. The weekend of shows was great. We were in Aspen and Salt Lake City for the Adam Devine Weird Life Tour. All those shows were incredible. Some ALN fans came out. We have a handful of shows left. So go to AdamRayTV.com and get tickets for the... If there are any left, I think they might be sold out. But again, message me on Instagram and maybe we can work something out. I'm always giving away a few free tickets. So we have shows coming up in... The ones I will be at will be next Thursday through Saturday in Eugene, Oregon, San Francisco, California, and then, of course, ending here in Los Angeles at the Wiltern on March 4th. So hope to see you guys out. Today's episode is a great episode because, shit, man, it's the OG crew back together. No guests, just Brad and I, which we haven't done in forever. Sandlot style, forever. And it was so much fun, man. I mean, Brad and I, this is how the podcast started. So no guests, just Brad and I. We talked about a lot of shit. We talked a lot about the recent discovery that there's another solar system with seven planets that are Earth-esque. And that transitioned into a whole smorgasbord. Smorgasbord or smorgasborg? Fuck, see? We need the aliens to help decipher. But it's a real fun episode. We share some recent stories of Brad going to the zoo, talking to animals, other dwarf stereotypes and theories. I share some stories from the Adam Devine tour. It's a lot of fun. We laugh a lot. We do it like we always do. So tweet at Brad and I. Let us know that you enjoyed this one. And let us know if you want us to do more of just Brad and I. You know, we have a lot of dope guests coming up. Like I said, TJ Miller, the creator of Rick and Morty, another amazing comic, legendary comic, who I do an impression of, which we just locked up. But tweet at us, at Adam Ray Comedy, at Funny Brad, and at ALN Podcast, if you want some more of just Brad and I. Also follow us on Instagram, at ALN Podcast, at Brad Williams Comic, and at Adam Ray Comedy. Of course, I'm still on the Adam Devine tour this week. Eugene, Oregon on Thursday, March 3rd. March 2nd. San Francisco on March 3rd and LA on March 4th. All those tickets at AdamRayTV.com. And then the weekend after that, March 10th through the 12th, I'll be at Gotham Comedy Club in New York City, baby. Get your tickets at AdamRayTV.com. Can't wait for that. It's my second time headlining that club. Gotham Comedy Club, New York City. Sandy D'Angelo and Avery Pearson are coming out. Going to be a lot of fun. And then March 16th through the 18th, I'll be at the Addison Improv in Dallas, Texas. Get your tickets at improv.com, Dallas, Texas, March 16th through the 18th. And then the St. Louis Funny Bone in St. Louis, Missouri, March 23rd through the 26th. Get your tickets at AdamRayTV.com. Brad Williams this weekend is at the DC Improv in Washington, D.C., March 2nd through the 4th. And those tickets for Brad are available at his website, bradwilliamscomedy.com. Of course, all the merch, all the ALN merch is now up at aboutlastnightpodcast.com. So go over there, get your ALN shirts, bring them to the shows. We'll sign them for you, take pictures, all that gravy goodness. okay, that is the first time I've ever said that shit. But it, you know what? I felt it, and I meant it. Again, make sure you subscribe to the podcast and make sure you subscribe to my other podcast, The Good Call Podcast with Josh Wolf, a sports comedy comedy show. We just had Michelle Beadle on from Sports Nation. We've had on Jonathan Coachman, the ESPN anchor. Joy McIntyre will be joining us this Wednesday in a fun-filled episode. So subscribe to that on iTunes, The Good Call Podcast, and get your fill of me, right? Stand-up podcast, fucking... The Joey Mac Show, Return of the Mac on Pop TV, April 12th. So much of me coming at you. Hopefully it's not too much. Fuck, you always worry about that, right? You're like, am I putting myself out there too much? Is there too much of me? I think I'm doing a good job, right? I'm not oversaturating, but if I was, or if I start to, I'm sure I'll hear it. That's how haters work, man. Anytime some good shit happens, a hater grows. Wow, that sounded really profound. But you know what I mean. Every time an angel gets its wings, a hater gets its fucking hate on. All right, now that we got the Twitter handles out of the way, that's the merch info. Those are the tour dates. And now sit back, relax, and enjoy a brand new episode of the About Last Night podcast with Brad Williams and Adam Ray.
Well, the weekend's over, so it's time to chat about it. Got a midget and a Jew, so why don't you sit down and listen to our dope podcast during lunch, dinner, or breakfast. It's About Last Night!
Greetings, Earthlings. We are the creatures from one of the seven planets on the new solar system that you have discovered. This is exciting news to us. We would love to meet you and eat you for food, but also sexually. But we have seen on the news that your president is a bitch. So we will not be meeting up to join life forms and see what other planets can offer us and vice versa. I know, we are well read and know quite a few words for being a different solar system, but we are not so different, are we? I said, are we? Oh, that's right, you can't hear me. It's a rhetorical question. How's my alien voice?
There you go, man. That's an alien voice. Oh, well, okay.
It is what we sound like.
Here's my thing. That's like what the Coneheads did, but like that's also every stereotypical alien voice. That's also, who knows, man? Maybe finally they'll come over and be like, that's not what we sound like.
Yeah,
and we sound like this.
They sound like a fat Tony Danza.
Yeah. Or they all sound like who knows? Doesn't it make you
what if they land and say, Donald, where you been?
Oh God,
you got lost. Come back home.
Oh my God,
come back to the new Bigly planet.
Can you imagine? Well, it does. Look, it does now raise the question of like, hey, like just one of many things to ask them if we do meet up.
Yeah.
By the way, we are referring to the news article that broke a few days ago.
NASA astronomers discover new solar system called TRAPPIST-1, where life may have evolved on three of seven of the planets. Three out of the seven planets. It's a seven-planet solar system. They're all kind of Earth-sized, and they're, you know, and we can go visit these planets. They're only 39 light years from Earth. That's not far.
How many?
39.
Sweet Lord.
So we just need to discover an engine that'll make us go light speed. That's it. And we can get to it in 39 years.
I mean, look, I want to believe there's other creatures. I also want to believe that they are friendly and cool and that we can, like, I don't know, coexist.
By the way, it's really, you want what's really cool?
What?
All the planets are rotating around a dwarf star.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Dwarves rule the universe.
That's not what that
We're
means.
We're taking over.
No, that's not what that means. Oh my God. Yeah, well, good for you. Yeah, one for the...
Yeah, that's one for the little people. I mean, it came out in an article recently. It was, Judy Garland's son's book that Judy Garland may have been touched slightly inappropriately by some munchkins.
Jesus, are you serious?
Yeah, that just came out.
Oh my God.
Not good for my people.
So we
need some good PR.
Is munchkin, was that just a term they came up with? They couldn't call them the little rapists? Now, that sucks. Because she was like, I don't know, 17, 18?
16.
Oh, dude.
I know. It's not good. It's not good for our people.
Jesus.
My only defense is that maybe we weren't necessarily sexually touching her. Maybe they were just hugging her.
So they were like, follow the yellow brick road into this shack that has only one hole in it to breathe.
And then Bill Cosby comes out and says, oh, I like your sparkly slippers. Please have a drink.
Like, Bill, you're not even born yet. I do a lot. I'm very advanced for my age.
Anywhere there's a girl who seems like she would have some fun with me, I show up. I put the pill in the drink, and then we fuck.
So, well, that's crazy news on all fronts.
Yes.
Congrats on the dwarf star. I would want to know, what would be the first thing you would do if you met another life form?
Like, wow.
Okay, here's the thing. What would you teach them?
Yeah.
What would you tell them? What would you teach them skill-wise? What would you tell them to look out for? And what would you... Where would you take them?
Well, first of all, I would teach them how to ride the funky duck.
Huh.
That either funky ducking or break dancing. I feel like that's a valuable skill that they should learn how to have. Where do you show? Like, it's hard enough for me to know where to take people when they come visit me here in Los Angeles. People,
know.
You know, tourists come or friends come, and they're just like, "All right, what should we do? What should we see?" I'm like, I don't know. There's a really cool hot dog place down the street from me. I don't know. Go there. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like I don't know where to take those tourists. So God only knows where I would take people from another planet. I'd be like, I don't know, just go to Hawaii, look at stuff, and be like, that's cool. go see Emily Ratajkowski. Obviously, look at our most beautiful human. Just stare at her for a little bit, and then
who's she?
She was one of the girls from the Blurred Lines video.
Oh yeah,
yeah. She's the brunette, and she was in the Entourage movie. And
you wouldn't want to introduce.
And she's
them
in my dreams every night.
you wouldn't want to tell them like, hey, this is the best of what we've got.
Yeah, because you know maybe they come and they're a crazy life form that looks like a blob with tons of arms and weird eyes and stuff like that, or maybe they look like us. Who knows? I don't know. Star Trek, Captain Kirk banged a lot of aliens. Who would be the first person to bang an alien? I feel like it would be John Mayer.
Yeah.
I feel like John Mayer would be the first to get that.
Well, John Mayer, I mean, he's, look, that's the thing, too, that you wonder. You go, who's the first, like, musician we introduce them to?
Right.
Actually, that might be the trifecta where you go, listen to this music, stay away from this guy.
Yeah.
Listen
to the Beatles,
learn how to play like this if you want to attract our women.
Yeah.
Because, you know, God, wouldn't it be, I mean... I have so many questions. I don't even know. But what if they're just like us? They're just like, what if they've like done that thing where they adapt to like look like us?
Yeah.
So we never even know what they look like, because they have like face swap on Snapchat. Like, they have that. So they, but like in a higher, more extreme form,
right,
where they can transform into,
maybe they literally do like the movie Face Off. Like, they can literally translate.
So we never get to see what they look like.
Yeah.
And you can't tell. That would be terrifying.
Right.
What if they've already done it?
And they're already among us.
Hey.
So it's like,
wait a minute.
Wait.
There have been times that you've walked into this apartment.
Oh, no! Help! I fell down! My cover's blown!
You did look like you were tucking a tail back into your pants.
That's no tail. I think we just described the plot from the movie Men in Black, but, you know, whatever.
Nice.
It's fine. It's fine. We can make that one again.
I want to ask a genuine personal question.
Sure, fire away.
Does that terrify you? Like, when you see things like that, does it... Yeah. Does the idea... Like, it did a little bit for me. Like, I'm not going to say a little bit of pee came out, but, like...
Yeah.
I definitely read it and go, fuck, man, now I gotta like be concerned with that. Like,
right. Well,
there's enough stuff to worry about. Like getting face fucked by a bird at a gas station. And now I have to add possible alien domination to
it.
Right. Well, because they don't just show up and fucking assimilate. They show up and dominate.
No. And that's the thing. Is are we gonna be, not to get political, but are we gonna be the Native Americans and they're the visiting white man?
Yeah, dude.
Where they just come and say what's up to us, and then they have new diseases that wipe us all out. I don't know.
Also, are they going to be better actors and take jobs from us? Like, that's actually where my head goes.
That's your concern. Adam, we were going to go with you, but Bleak Drop over here.
Bleak Drop?
Bleak Drop. You know, seems like a good alien name.
Oh, yeah, seems like it. Or is that your best friend? You traitor!
Yes. I am one of them.
Show yourself.
Maybe they come down and they like slip and slides as much as us. I don't know. Maybe they're about to blow us up, and then we give them a fruit by the foot, and then they're like, well, we can't take these people out of here. You know, it's that thing where you, where we think we're the only ones in the world, and then we just kind of look up at the sky and go, "Hey, look, it's the sky." But then we're just a piece of dust hurtling through space.
It's, I don't know, it's terrifying, but at the same time, you know, it's
very intriguing.
Yeah,
I want to know about them.
Would you take one in like Encino Man? You know, like the way they raised a caveman. Would you take one in?
Yeah, I think I would. Just, yeah, I mean, who knows? Maybe you might be a pro athlete. Maybe they can stretch. Maybe they have amazing athletic abilities. Maybe what we think a really good basketball player is nothing compared to what they can do.
Yeah?
Who knows? I'm excited. Who knows if anything will be done in our lifetimes, but it's just kind of cool to know. Or maybe these are just planets that once we kind of... Once Trump reincarnates himself and he blows up the Earth in a few hundred years or whatever, we have an escape route now.
I don't think he's going to last that long.
I don't think so either.
But
that's a whole other thing.
No, let's talk about it. We're talking aliens and Trump on this one.
With the whole, I don't know, I think with what the if whole they Russian
came,
thing.
What if the aliens came down and they took out Trump? then hey, there's no blood on our hands.
And just said, oh, we're tired of this piece of shit too.
Yeah.
1 second. We're gone. Sorry.
They dress up like Mike Pence.
I don't know. Mike Pence looks kind of alien-y.
He does.
I think
they all do.
Yeah.
He even picked one person that has like a normal look.
Yeah.
Even Betsy DeVos looks like the church lady. Which, by the way, would be amazing if Dana hopped on SNL. When she really starts swinging her dick around and starts being like, you know, no more school lunches, like. You gotta work for your food. You gotta, like, if you lose in kickball, you're out of school. Like, when she just has crazy ass rules,
yeah,
they better bring on Dana to do that.
Absolutely.
I think he could crush that.
And who told us that we needed to stop all teaching of children?
Yeah.
Who could it be? Who could it be? Satan!
Your Lord and Savior?
Yeah.
Who
you pray to?
Well, I mean, not that I have talked this much about aliens before, but I could definitely smoke a blunt and sit around a campfire and talk about it more. And I feel
Yeah,
it's one of those things that I haven't you ever found yourself talking about something that you're like, God, I don't think I've had an actual conversation. It's like when I've had a conversation with somebody about like my parents' divorce or something, you know. Thanks for bringing that up, Brad. And
no,
so
no problem.
You know what I'm saying? But like, no, in seriousness, like I go, oh, man, and they ask me, like, a question, and I go, oh, I've never thought about that. So now I'm answering it for the first time.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I was with this alien thing. I was like, now that it's kind of real, I'm like, how do I really feel about this?
Yeah.
And there's a lot of stuff like that.
Yeah, how do you really feel about aliens?
Magic Johnson, now he's going to run the Lakers. Like,
oh, boy.
How do you really feel about that?
I'm very hopeful. Something had to be done, and I'm glad they got bus out of there. The bad bus. And now they get
not to be confused with the bang bus.
Yeah, not yeah. No,
that's the good bus.
That's a completely different kind of bus. That is a bus that I'm happy to be involved with.
Now, did they send Jim Bus on the bang bus?
And that yeah, was, maybe that's his reward. He's a multimillionaire
though. That's a severance package.
Yeah,
you get 1 free hour on the bang bus. It's like a Toys R Us shopping spree for an adult.
Maybe he tries to start a website. He goes, "I'm going to call this site Bang Bus," and they're like, "They already have one of those."
All right, we'll call it the Gym Bus.
Yeah, we'll,
so there's a gym on the bus.
Yeah,
God damn it.
Now we're calling it the Gym Bang Bus. I want to get banged. That's what I'm trying to say. But I'm excited for what's going to happen. I'm excited with Magic being on the team. The same way I got excited when John Elway got to come back to the Broncos because he was the guy that like lured free agents in. Like, hey, come play for us.
Yes.
I'm John fucking Elway.
Yes.
I know how to treat you guys right. I think Magic can get players like when Russell Westbrook's contract is up.
Ooh,
for the OKC Thunder. Hey,
okay.
you played at UCLA. You grew up here. You want to come back here? Hey, James Harden, you want to come back here? You know, players that were raised here. I absolutely think that Magic can get them back because as was said on television one time in one of the hardest laughs I ever had. At a live TV show, Magic Johnson, man, he really has an infectious smile.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
That was at Obama's inauguration. It was some news guy. And he went, and there's Magic Johnson. And might I just say, what an infectious smile.
Oh, Jesus.
I just started laughing. I'm like, that's not all that's infectious.
I mean, the thing is, yeah. The thing is, I don't know how many opportunities in sports you have where a guy single-handedly has a chance to turn a franchise around.
Yeah.
I guess Elway, but like Magic, yeah. Like there's more pressure because he, well, Elway played for the Broncos. So yeah. I guess that's,
mm-hmm.
where else have we seen this?
I mean, where the player comes back.
I rank Magic.
Sort of like the GM.
Yeah. And I rank Magic, and I know you love him and Elway both.
Yeah.
But I rank him higher than Elway. On the sports, on the sports, also, not only more championships, but hey, man, more
just for what he did to the sport.
And he beat AIDS. So, what did Elway do? Like, get gingivitis once and fucking take a pill?
Yeah, and then won 2 Super Bowls and went to 5.
Also,
but, yeah.
A winner, but like, Magic just, you know, there's a
Magic.
Bigger.
Come on, man.
He also was at a time where he, like Jordan, I think, changed the game. You
yeah.
know, the rivalries, the smile, the commercials, the. Showtime, like
yeah,
Elway. What was his version of Showtime?
The Mile High Salute. I mean, it's not that
pretty cool.
It was cool, but it wasn't like the Showtime Lakers and the rivalry he had with Larry Bird and the Celtics that really made the NBA what it is today.
Yeah,
in terms of in the 70s, people paid attention to it, but it was like. There was a lot of, they were coming off a lot of, like, I think some Denver Nuggets players had, ironically, been doing rocks of cocaine, and oh, yes. they were playing, like, high, and they just found that out, so he and Larry really took the NBA to that next level, and I think if you have your Mount Rushmore of Lakers,
yeah.
Magic Johnson is on that Mount Rushmore. He's got to be. He's in the top five. Absolutely.
It will be amazing if, like, in 2 years, I mean, like, well, that's what you just said, like, too. Like, guys are going to want to come play for Magic.
Yeah, because that was our big thing is we weren't even in the room for a lot of these big-name free agents that were.
You can't be. But now it's like, now you have met. Now, guys, dude, Westbrook, you kidding me? He doesn't, you don't want to come play for Magic and mm-hmm. win for Magic.
Yeah.
And, like, the fact that he digs you, I mean, it's like, look, if it's like we have a chance to go, you know, be in a movie and they're like, you know, Tom Hanks is involved. Ooh, I would love to be in that movie.
Yeah.
Oh, Tom Hanks dropped out. Now it's this guy, Mark Fastman. He used to manage Ralph's.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Like, okay, maybe not
he
so much.
Carry the same amount of weight.
That and maybe Magic could teach you the secret to beating AIDS.
Dude, I mean, there's
no more condoms.
No, it's also have millions of dollars.
That too.
And the best doctors.
That too.
Well, I hope it happens for you because I would love to. While I'm patiently waiting for the Sonics to come back,
yeah.
Which is going to happen. Russell Wilson is he's going to do it now that he's put his name on that whole team of like guys trying to make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a guy who loses or accepts trying and not getting what he wants.
Is he in some sort of conglomerate to try to get in?
Yeah, he attached himself to the squad that's trying to make it happen.
Nice.
It's not going to not happen. It's just hope. It could be 5 years. It could be 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm a Lakers. I want to be a Lakers fan. I want to root for an underdog. The Clippers, which could turn into the Sonics,
yeah.
Would be great. But it would be great to see, like, what a great sports story to see, like, guys come and Magic turn the team around.
Yeah.
And have it have that energy and excitement that it did in the 90s. And
and I'll tell you this. And we've had these conversations with your friend and tour mate, Adam Devine, which
yeah.
we'll get into those stories next, yeah. where the Clippers are the better team right now, but this is still a Laker town. When the Lakers are winning, there's this energy to the town.
Yeah.
We start putting those cheap $2 flags on our cars, and we start. It's just a better energy to the town.
Yep.
I'd say the sports teams ranked in Los Angeles, one, Lakers. This is a Lakers town. Right for that, Dodgers.
Dodgers, yeah.
Then you kind of get to all
SC
the
football.
Teams. Yeah, yeah. SC football, Rams, Kings. Like they're all kind of.
Actually, I'd say SC football, Kings,
mm-hmm.
Clippers.
Yeah.
USC women's basketball.
Oh, sure. They're dominant.
USC lacrosse, USC swimming, UCLA basketball. Oh, the Rams, I guess, are somewhere in there too.
Yeah. Ugh. And now, and way down there, about ranked 127 is the LA Chargers.
Yeah. They're below my co-ed comedy basketball league.
We don't give a fuck about that.
That's crazy. That is so crazy that like, I kind of hurt for San Diego just cause I know what it's like to lose a team, but
yeah.
also. It's like, LA, what are you doing?
Yeah,
but that was a money thing. The owner apparently was like, yo, it's not like monetarily appropriate to keep the team here.
Yeah.
I'm not making money. And it's like, all right, I get it, dude, but...
But you're a billionaire. Yeah, I don't know.
How much more do you need?
It's I don't get it.
Build a different stadium. Like, just
sure.
I don't know.
I'm really bummed for San Diego.
So many other
for that.
Cities, dude.
Yeah. And don't go to the team that already has one shitty football.
Go to
team.
Alaska. I would love to see the Alaska Chargers.
Sure. That'd be great.
Their whole season is away games. Yeah. But you know what I'm saying?
Like, Albuquerque? Sure. They could have a football team.
Yeah.
But we mentioned Adam Devine.
Yeah.
You are just coming off the first leg of the Adam Devine tour. I mean, and how is it, man?
Well,
how is it compared to the last tour?
Well, I'll tell you this, Brad. First of all, we're doing a bus.
Yeah.
So we're not flying everywhere. I mean, we flew to the first spot in Detroit because the bus met us in Detroit.
Right.
It's a big tour bus. It's got four bunks. You've done the bus before.
I've done the bus. It's awesome.
We have an amazing, like, I guess, family room area with couches and two TVs,
and then
on opposite sides, so you can sit on one side, and you can play NBA 2K, and you can watch Demolition Man on the other side.
All right, sounds like that's happened.
It's incredible, and you can smoke weed on the bus, you can drink on the bus.
Yep,
the bunks, that took a little getting used to, and I'm still not used to it because it's a little cramped.
Mm-hmm.
I slept on trains before; it's got that vibe. But and then Adam has his room in the very back. But
yeah.
The shaking of the bus and the constant fears of the bus tumbling and you getting squished in that bunk goes through your head every now and then.
Oh, yeah?
And you can't poop on the bus.
No, that is the rule.
But there make stops.
There is no pooping on the bus. Yeah. They stress that to you.
What about the bang bus? Can you poop on the bang bus?
I mean, you can, but that's a whole other type of bang bus. But it is funny to me that when you get on one of these buses, that they go, yeah, you can smoke weed, you have girls, you can drink, you can party. I mean, I'm just gonna be up here driving. I swear to God, if you shit on this bus, I will come back there myself and stab you. Like. The drivers are pretty adamant because it's a big sort of cleaning bill and something that they don't want to have to deal with. So yeah, you cannot poop on the bus, and so you can't. But then hey, now you can have a situation like the Dave Matthews Band had with that legendary story.
Oh yeah. Oh, when they dumped all the shit in the river.
Yeah. Well, on a boat.
That was just bad timing, and also
yeah.
Also,
I mean, but if you're gonna, if
by the way, is that what Crash Into Me was?
Yeah,
Crash Into Me. You've got your bus, you've got your shit, driving across a big bridge. There's a guy in a boat below,
yeah,
gonna drop the shit on his head, don't you know? Bobby's World style, yeah, that's to me. Is one of the small things that doesn't make it, like pooping on the bus. That's like you go, oh, that's fine, but because also having a hangout spot in some of these cities, we've gone out every night, like we did last tour.
Yeah,
even one of the nights where I was like, guys, I'm going in. I'm done. Three nights in a row of hard at 34 is I'm feeling it.
It's tough to do.
And then his family's in Iowa, and they came and saw us, and we went to some cool arcade bar, and then it was one of the best nights of the tour because. The hang at the bar was so fun. And guess what? Adam's so famous, we can stay at any bar as long as we want. They're all so fans. He takes pictures with everybody. Not just the people and fans and the patrons and the citizens, but the people who work at these bars. He takes pictures with everybody. And they all are huge fans. So they all are like, yo, man, you guys can stay as long as you want. So we do. And then we go to the bus and we hang. And we had some of the best laughs that night. And I was like, man, I didn't even want to go out tonight. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
So,
and I mean, the best part about the bus is that when you're flying, it's like, okay, well, we have to be at the airport in this many hours to go through security or do this or like, and we got to stay up. The bus, you can go out, you can get hammered. You just go back to the bus.
Yeah.
Then you just pass out and you wake up and they're like, hey, now you're in Minnesota.
Yeah.
And you're in the next town. It's fucking great. How many people are on your bus?
There are four. Myself.
Wow, that's a wide open
Adam
thing.
Devine, Kyle Walsh, who was on the tour recap episode, which we will be doing again at the end of this tour.
Absolutely.
Kyle's Adam's best friend from home, his assistant and our tour manager, and then Adam's boy, Zach, who is our merch guy. So there's four of us. So it's a good crew.
Yeah.
And
And it's, you know, all the theaters have been dope. Some cities better than others. It's funny. It's like you go, there's no bad show. Because mm-hmm. with a sold-out theater of, you know, some venues are 1,200, some are 18, a couple were over 2,000. It's not a bad show at that point. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The energy's good. But there are some cities where the crowd collectively, just the way a comedy club will be, they'll laugh. They're a little more attentive and not as fucked up and not as collectively like, eh, and then the laughs trickle. Whereas like Wisconsin at the Orpheum in Madison,
yeah.
like just the laughs like showered on us. And it was like,
love it.
They there was residual laughter. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so when that happens, you go, well, now I'm giving more. I'm riffing more because you guys are in it and I'm in it and we're in it together.
It's amazing how that happens, whether it be in a comedy club or a theater. Like if the audience gives you more and they're better to you, you want to please them better. And,
yes.
and you're like, okay, well, let's try out some stuff and let's experiment a little, and you tend to give more to them. It's really kind of interesting how that works out. Now, you have been a part of two pretty crazy fan bases with the New Kids Cruise and this and these Adam Devine tours. Which fan base is crazier?
Great question.
New Kids on the Block or Adam Devine?
Dude, I mean that's no no contest. New Kids, dude. That's,
oh, New Kids?
Well, dude,
the Blockheads?
Yeah. It's crazy because, look, Adam's still building this fan base. And
yeah.
they're crazy fans for him as far as, like, they go crazy for him. And
yeah.
they love him. But, I mean, dude, you're talking, that's also mixed guys and girls. New Kids fans, it's mm-hmm. strictly pretty much women and years of fandom.
Right,
and there's
right,
so much
right,
content
right, right.
and material to gush over.
Yeah.
Also, boy band versus stand-up, there's a different emotional attachment.
Yeah, you know, that's true.
None of these girls, none of these people in Adam's audience have posters of him as a child. I don't... Well,
maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Holy shit.
How young did he start? I'm not sure. That's
but,
cool, though. I love hearing... I love seeing the videos. I saw that you found a bar that had shuffleboard, so I was like, all right, Ray's Ray's in heaven
also,
right now.
We did, but then Adam gave me a lot of shit because I was drunk that night, and I was terrible. And
really?
I was so bad. And I've been pitching on Adam so hard to get a shuffleboard table for his house, and I'm like,
yeah.
dude, I'll even go halvesies on it for you. And and then we play, and he goes, dude, you want me to get one of these, and you're terrible. He goes, you're bad. He goes, oh, no. Bye-bye shuffleboard table idea. And I'm like, no. So it was really a debilitating moment. But we had gone to the Indiana Pacers game that night in Indiana.
That's yeah.
They were playing the Spurs. Amazing. We sit courtside.
Nice.
And Adam at one point, so again, people are coming by. There's Indy NASCAR racers there. They're all coming up saying what up. They mm-hmm. pull Adam to the side. He does some interviews with them. He does some other stuff. Bunch of people taking pictures. I posted a video on my Instagram of me high-fiving Pau Gasol when he walked out.
Sure.
I did say, what up, Pop? He didn't say anything. I said, you smell great. He didn't say anything. But I think he heard it. And I saw him smirk a little bit. He was like, you know, he's probably like, oh, I'm wearing my Popovich cologne, you know? Which, by the way, Popovich cologne.
Greg
Popovich, if you're
yeah.
listening, you need a cologne, and you call it mute. Or you call it silence.
It smells like Tim Duncan's face looks.
I think you say it smells like Tim Duncan's balls.
No, just it smells
you know,
like
they're like such good friends.
Sure.
We talked about, we go, what does Greg Popovich love most in the world? We go, dinners with Tim Duncan.
Sure. Absolutely.
Hanging out with Tim Duncan.
Yeah. I mean, shuffleboard with Tim Duncan.
Getting voicemails from Tim Duncan late
yeah.
night. Telling stories about Tim Duncan to
right.
people who aren't Tim Duncan.
Right.
So much so that they want to meet Tim Duncan so that he can call Tim Duncan. Hang out with Tim Duncan.
Calling up David Robinson and saying, thank you so much for being hurt that one year. So we sucked. So we were able to draft Tim Duncan.
Yeah. He loves Tim Duncan.
Yeah. I mean, that's going to be.
Maybe Greg Popovich's cologne is called Tim Duncan.
Yeah. Maybe it's called Tim Duncan cologne. And yeah. I mean, because that guy, he, and the fact that he's still. The fact that he's still winning, that gets me curious if like a guy like Bill Belichick is going to keep coaching after Tom Brady retires. Or is he just going to be like, you know what? I don't want to build this thing over again. I'm out.
I mean, I think he's one of those guys that's going to coach as long as he can.
Just because he can't do anything else.
Yeah, and also he just loves it so much. And he's like in good shape. And he's like, mm-hmm. what is he going to do? Just go, like, he obviously hates Trump. He's been very outspoken. You know? Trump.
Who does?
Popovich.
Oh, yes, Pop does.
His
I
rants, he's
thought
like,
you meant Belichick. I'm like, I thought they were boys.
Oh, no.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Shifted gears.
Yeah.
And so Popovich, if he just has more downtime to think and hate on Trump, that's not a happy life.
I know, because we're living that life right now.
Yeah, and I'll tell you firsthand, it's not fun.
Yeah, there's a lot of...
I'd rather be friends with Tim Duncan.
Yeah. Who wouldn't want... I just want to be friends with Tim Duncan because obviously I need one more person in my house to reach things.
Tim Duncan, nice. Do you ever think about getting so rich that you buy a tall person? And I'm not even like, that's not even a slave type suggestion.
No. We're not saying a black person.
No.
Because I think that they've done their time.
Yes.
And they're not going to be down for that.
By the way,
again.
For that reason, you couldn't.
Yeah, exactly.
If, like, you went to a tall person store and they did sell tall people.
Yeah.
Or look, the amount of things people can buy and hire people to do,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's like webcam things. I saw this documentary at this film festival once where it was about this whole weird fetish thing. It was all the cosplay and then the video game stuff, but then the webcam girls.
Yeah.
And there were guys literally who were like, pay these girls to wear masks and then like suck the girls would ask them to suck their feet. Like, it was weird shit, dude. It was a lot of feet sucking. Anyway, so it's like, and I was grossed out by it, but very also concerned and curious.
All right.
A lot of mixed emotions. And yeah. So,
and then,
so I go, look, there's, so it didn't put it past me to be like, there's nothing you can't. Look, money talks.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So if you go, hey, to some tall person, and again, cannot be black.
Right.
And you go, hey, here's $5,000
right.
for the month. Will yeah. you come over 3 times a week and grab shit for me? You're not going to tell me somebody out there, especially in LA, where there are struggling artists top to bottom.
Oh, they would totally do that.
Looking for odd-end jobs, things to fill their day and to fill their pockets with cash.
Postmates is already an app. They will deliver any food to you, or they'll go get your dry cleaning, or they'll run errands for you. I wonder if I can call a Postmates person and just they come to my place and I just have them adjust my shower head. That'd be interesting.
Oh my god!
Like, what would you do if you're that Postmates driver? And then you open the door, you open the door, and there's just a dwarf there going, "Yeah, I just need you to adjust my shower head. That's all." And by the way, I do need that shit. Because I go on the road, I don't know if you saw, I threw up an Instagram video of one of Dwarves' greatest enemies in a hotel room, which is towels on high racks. And it's like, because they put the towels up there, and it's like, and then I get out of the shower, and I just look, oh, where's the towel? Oh, fuck! It's up on, like, top of the bathroom. Who the fuck puts a towel up there?
Assholes.
I hate you. Yeah, that's a communist Nazi bastards.
Wait a minute. Question. When you check in the hotels, do you take the handicap room?
Sometimes they just give it to me, and I never asked for it, and then I kind of be like, hey, fuck you.
Yeah.
But then I walk in there and go, oh, this is kind of nice. Like, everything's a little lower.
Yeah, you have the bathroom the size of a bathroom at the airport.
Yeah, and
wait, does it come with, like, the chair in the bathroom?
Yeah, which... I use.
Yeah.
I mean, because it's there.
Of course I'd be like, fuck you. Because it's like, don't assume.
Yeah, don't assume
I'm
handicapped.
It's not for you to assume. It's for me to ask.
Right. It's for me to come back and say, hey, do you have a handicap room or do you have something like that?
Except for the time you were at the concert, I think. I think it was at the JG concert and you...
Oh,
the
guy... JG concert,
you sat in the handicap seats.
You damn right.
And the guy...
Oh, absolutely.
Didn't say anything. And it was like, again.
He didn't say jack shit.
Yeah, you can't.
No, because I was in the back of the Rose Bowl for the Jay-Z Justin Timberlake concert. And then I said, hold on a second. And then I just walked up to the handicapped seats, which were way closer. Yeah. And I just stood there with my crew. And that was a lot better. And what are you going to do? Look at a dwarf and be like, hey, you're not handicapped enough. You going to be that asshole?
You can't.
Yeah, no, you're not going to do that. But yeah, definitely with the hotel rooms, let me make that decision. That, and I don't like having that doorbell on the outside.
There's a doorbell on the outside of the bathroom?
Well, it's for deaf people, so then when people hit it, like, the seizure lights go off inside the hotel room.
Jesus.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like knowing that someone could just walk by and hit that button, and all of a sudden I'm going to start freaking out.
Yeah, that's terrifying.
Yeah. I don't like that. Not a fan.
I also venture to wonder, like, at what point do you make a hotel room that's completely dwarf accessible?
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying?
The
bed a little shorter of the ground.
Yeah.
The desk a little shorter.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, the chairs.
Can I be honest?
All my legs could touch the ground.
If you complain to a hotel, they probably have to adjust.
Yeah. I mean...
But I guess, like, on airplanes, you just... That's not a...
No. On a plane, I just
There's no inconvenience, really.
Yeah, I mean...
Somebody helps you put your bag up.
No, I do that shit.
Dude, I'm giving you a pound of fucking across the table.
Yeah. No, I refuse help on the plane. Everyone's like, hey, you want me to put my bag up for you? I say, no. And then they always pause and they kind of look at me like, well, how the fuck is he going to do this?
So there's
now,
an element, too, where you're like, oh, yeah. Go ahead and doubt me, bitch.
Yeah, because now they're
curious.
Hate
is going to hate?
Yeah. And then I throw down both armrests. I jump on the armrests, and then I reach down.
Wait. No.
Wait, yeah.
No, you don't standing broad jump from the aisle to the armrest.
Well, I mean, I run up the side like Jackie Chan-ish. Oh. I run up the side of the chair, and then I get on both armrests, reach down, grab the bag, and sometimes in one motion just huck it up there right into the overhead storage bin.
And then somebody else, and then does it perfectly align itself in between like laptops and bags?
And then I love the reactions that I get. I've gotten applause.
Oh my God.
I've turned around, people are like, wow, that was incredible.
They're like, there's no way this flight can crash now.
Yeah.
Like, that's a good long term. He made it.
It's awesome.
If you miss the bag.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
And then the best is when I do that, and then the person that just asked me if I needed help just kind of pauses and goes, well, I guess you've done that before. And I go, nah, first time. Every time.
Good for you.
Every time I just look at him and go, nah, first time.
Yeah.
And they just kind of go, oh, but you're a natural at throwing a bag into an overhead storage bin. And I am. If there was a league for throwing a bag in an overhead storage
here it
bin,
comes.
Holy shit.
There was a pitch to this.
My
whole story.
People, I would own that shit. Like, I would be the LeBron of chucking bags in the overhead storage bin. I would be a physical specimen.
We've talked about a dwarf strength competition show.
Yes.
Or just some sort of Ninja Warrior meets the XFL, meets American Gladiators, meets Survivor, meets The Bachelor.
Absolutely.
And that would be one of the events.
Yes.
Throwing bags.
Hey, it's no weirder than those strongman competitions.
Fuck no, in fact, it's cooler.
Yeah.
Oh, Magnus Gustafsson dragged another Volkswagen Jetta across fucking sand.
Yeah.
Oh, he pushed a tire into a swamp.
Yeah, that's not that impressive.
No way, dude.
Of course, I'm talking shit, and these guys could squish me like bug.
Yeah,
but whatever.
They wouldn't.
No, they wouldn't. But then, who wouldn't tune in to like the dwarf strongman games? And then dwarves are just jumping on armrests and chucking bags into overhead storage bins.
Oh my God.
Who wouldn't tune in to watch a little person climb on a toilet and then hang from the towel rack and then like grab a towel and chuck it off and have it land perfectly on the sink?
Tons of people would.
Oh, hell yes.
Everybody would, and it'd be great.
It'd be fantastic. It'd be wonderful.
It'd be a huge success.
We would have the best midgets.
We'd have all the dwarves, all the midgets. Donald, I think that's the same thing. Well, we'd have dwarf midgets and midget dwarves. You can't just combine them and say that's a new person.
I just did. And if they're hot, I'll marry one.
Oh, wait. A dwarf is a midget. Wait, we'd have dwarves and midgets. Donald, it's the same thing. I'm sorry, it's just the information I was just given. I don't know. I just say what I was given.
Right.
Oh, isn't that crazy?
Son of a bitch. That's a whole other thing.
The Electoral College. Here's also what I want to say about traveling recently. Did you see the video I posted of the guy next to me who drank 6 Jack and Cokes and left a pile of pretzels on his seat?
No, but...
What?
Wow.
Pull up my Instagram now, please, and watch it. There's no audio, but a gentleman in first class. Yeah, I sit first class every now and then because you got to treat yourself.
Amen.
And I was flying from Minneapolis to L.A., right? Finished a show at the Adam Devine Tour.
Is it that
there
one?
There it is. Watch it.
Okay.
So that man, look what he left on his seat.
Oh, man.
Watch
Come
it
on,
again.
Guy.
This dude drinks 6 Jack and Cokes. Stares at me every 15 seconds, tapped me 11 times to show me that he was watching The Bourne Supremacy. Then when I didn't react, finally I took my headphones off and go, dude, you're hammered. Leave me alone. And he just went and turned back around, chummed up the flight staff, very drunk, and then got up, and there was a pile of fucking pretzels on his seat. Go to my Instagram. It's like 4 videos down. It's insane.
Yeah. And you don't...
And it made me go, dude, I don't think I'm ever going to get hammered on a flight. Like, that was so embarrassing.
Yeah.
Well, at least, look, have a couple drinks, but...
Sure. I've had drinks on flights.
Yeah,
but I mean,
why would you want to get drunk on a plane? It's like Greg Giraud used to say. He goes, they had to literally go to him like, sir, you, like, or no, I think it was they had to escort him off the plane, or he saw somebody get escorted off a plane, and he was like, how fucking embarrassing is that? Where they go to you and they go, sir, I'm sorry, but you're too drunk to sit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're too drunk to sit still.
Like, wow.
There's. And there's just something about keeping. I don't know how you are.
With the Kardashians.
I don't know how you are, but whether it be a airplane seat, whether it be a hotel room, I still take a sense of pride in terms of how it looks. I need to keep up an appearance.
Yeah.
That it's still a halfway decent thing. And if I get up and there's just pretzels everywhere and it's just. I mean, the cleanup staff is human beings.
Yeah, dude.
They got to deal with that shit.
Like, throw your trash away. Don't, like, dude, I've seen people, like, leave entire sandwiches just smushed in, like, the pockets.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, nobody wants to fucking pick up your smush sandwich, dude.
I mean, there is a wonderful Instagram account, and they actually follow both of us. They're called Passenger Shaming, and it's all... videos and photos of really shitty people on flights, and I think they listen to this podcast too. So shout out to Passenger Shaming, and it's just people that have their feet up in the air. They got they got the no shoes, no socks, and then but then they put their feet up. They have their hair draped over the back seat, so it like covers the TV screen or the seat behind them. Just awful shit. And you just see that and you go, oh, man, maybe flying isn't that bad because I have never encountered one of these people. Just makes you feel a little better about yourself.
Fuck yeah, dude. It's like those Walmart, that Walmart website. When you see some of the like fights that they post on there, it's like,
oh, my God. Oh,
dude, like, thank God I don't do that.
Yeah, because I think your goal in life should be that your kid never looks up a Walmart fight website and sees you there just like going over, just like... playing tug of war for the last crock pot, you know. Just you don't want to have to explain that to your kid. Like, okay, here's why that bitch had it coming.
Yeah, here's why I'm in jail for the next 47 years. I tried to get you that Tickle Me Elmo.
Yeah,
and I Tickle Me People's Elbowed that fucking old lady for
tickle
it.
Tickle Me People's Elbowed. The People's Elbow was actually a move. So well done, Adam. You're not even a wrestling guy.
No.
Yeah, but you got that one.
Yeah, dude. I used to do. You know what? I saw the People's Elbow was in an episode of Fresh Prince of Bel Air back in the day. Will Smith used to do that, where he used to tap his elbow. And yeah. There was one episode where he did it like 9 times. I thought it was the funniest thing ever, where he would like hit his elbow and fall to the ground and get back up in the frame and hit it twice and then fall again.
Love that.
That's a real move.
That is a real move.
If I was a wrestler, all it would do would be the People's Elbow. And people, guess what? I wouldn't win much.
No.
Because they would be standing up and I'd still be People's Elbowing.
Yeah.
And they're like, dude, you're
there's nothing there. And you're like, I don't care. I'm aiming for the toes.
Speaking of getting kicked off of planes or kicked out of Walmart or wrestling things that you shouldn't be wrestling.
Yeah.
Now, you were just in Syracuse.
I was.
And you, I apologize for not commenting on this sooner because I watched. By the way, you and I both are getting a little bit more into Instagram stories, which is cool.
Yes.
The tour's forcing me into doing it where it's just like, I have to capture more moments. This is a unique time. And, you know, for the crew and the experience, it's like people do want to see that.
Mm-hmm.
I stopped doing the Facebook Live before shows because Adam was getting a little. He was over it. He was like, enough, dude.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right. Well, I gave him a little bit of a back behind the scenes look. But you did a story, where it was basically like a BBC Zoo, like learning Animal Planet show combination of sorts. Where you, dude, it was brilliant. It was like, I immediately like, I don't know. Again, I apologize for not commenting soon because it was one of the greatest things I've ever watched. If you haven't seen it, I don't know how you can see it.
Yeah, well, it's done with the story, but I did still post some other stuff from the zoo. I had a great time. It was Syracuse, New York. Every day had been 15 degrees or colder, and then all of a sudden, on the last day, it gets up to 50 degrees and sunny, and someone suggests that we go to the zoo, and I look it up, and their special winter rate is $4. As a Jew, I know that you would appreciate that.
I do.
So it was like, it's $4 to go to the zoo? Fuck yeah, let's go. So we go to the zoo, and there's just, I mean, there's just so many animals there, weird animals. It was some sort of Asian thing, and my fiance is Asian, so I thought, well, I guess I have to have some sort of interest in this. And then, it was awesome. And I tried to comment and do little quick videos. And
you did like joke. You did commentary. You gave facts, and then you made jokes. What was one of them you did? Can you give our listeners one taste?
Yeah. Well, I did a dad joke where we saw the elephants, and I go, that's the elephant. You know what they say about an elephant's car? It's got plenty of trunk space. Trunks. You're not laughing.
Sorry, I got distracted.
From the dad joke.
Wait, say it again.
An elephant's car has plenty of trunk space.
Yeah, that was your first one, and that's what got me in.
Yeah,
that was your opener, and I was like, I'm hooked.
Yeah,
I was like, what's? I was like, next animal, next joke.
Right, and then I went to some deer that were laying down, and I said, those are the white-faced deer. People think that the black-faced deer are lazy, but it's actually the white-faced deer.
Yeah, and that was a ballsy choice.
You know?
I was like, you know what? He's going for it.
Okay.
But you've always gone for it.
Yeah.
And then the hat trick of those, and then you just posted, then there was two buffalo, and you go, and here we have Kardashians.
Oh, wait, no, they're buffalo.
Yeah, that was great, dude.
Yeah. And
can I be honest?
Yeah, that's some great animals.
I mean, it's like, you know, I don't know. I'm going to be one of those people that's like, there's a show in that. But it was
right.
Like, it was really entertaining.
Brad describes zoo animals.
I mean, it's a video, dude. Like, you need to, I don't know if you took them on your phone.
Yeah.
You need to string them together and post it on YouTube. I'm serious. And have the guy who's doing the graphics for our ALN promos, which we have about last night, promos coming out soon.
Yes.
Fun little videos. Mm-hmm. You should get our graphics guy to do some funny thing at the beginning. It's like almost like a Brian Fellows intro where it's like,
Brad Williams, yeah. Brad Williams, yeah. Brad Williams, yeah. Williams visits a zoo.
Yeah, I mean, something like that.
Yeah. The best part about going to the zoo as a dwarf is that you have like red-faced pandas that are there. And no one gives a fuck about them because all the kids are looking at the dwarf that is outside of the cage running around. Like, all the kids were just looking at me like, okay, yeah, red-faced panda, armadillo, but what the fuck is that? That's new. That's weird. What do we feed it? That's crazy.
What do you think about some of these animals? Like, about being caged up?
That part of it. I don't know, man. It's tough because
some of them have great habitats and they get taken care of better than they would be out of the zoo.
That and the deer, like the deer aren't getting taken out. You know, I guess it's tough to be like a lion because they're the sort of the top of the food chain. They're not going to be eaten anyway. So, but then to have them in their thing. So,
but when you see these documentaries about these animals that like are out in the middle of fucking nowhere, like. And it's like, the polar bears travel 55 miles for a fish.
Yeah.
And then they shows them, and then they're all fighting on the ice, and they're like, they fight and rummage and scramble and toss and turn and cartwheel and backflip and crab walk.
Wow, shit, I want to see that.
towards the area where the fish are being present. But, and then it shows them battling, and they fight over fish, and the fish get away, and the polar bears can't grab the fish. And then some of the fish that get out, they fight over the fish, and some of the bears don't get fish. And then it just ends. It's like a really dramatic fight, and then all of a sudden it just ends, and it's quiet. And there's this big overhead, long zooming shot of the polar bears like walking away, and the fish who had been in this area aren't there anymore. And it shows like polar bears are sitting by themselves and it's quiet. And the guy goes, the bears didn't get the fish. They will go hungry this season again. And I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
It's like, they will travel back another 284 miles to another fucking lake to hopefully get some fucking food. And you're like, dude, I would love to be in a zoo where I'm getting fed every day. If that's the alternative.
Yeah, if that's what else is out there.
Do they know that, though?
Yeah, I don't know. And there were, there were some animals that looked like they were having a great time. They went and saw the monkeys. They were all swinging around.
Dude, yeah.
And just going nuts. Saw some armadillos that looked like they were on cocaine.
Love that.
Because they were running like crazy around in the track, And it's tough, man. It's you want animals to be free and natural and all that jazz, but it just sounds like they're having a great life. Hell, the penguins were swimming around, and then some guy walked in and then just handed him a whole fish. And then the penguin just gulped it down in one bite and then jumped back into the water. I'm like, fuck, that's the life.
Can you ride penguins?
I mean, maybe I could. The king penguin? Yeah, that's a big one.
Because they swim underwater, right?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, I feel like they're sturdy animals. I feel like they could hold you.
I think some of the emperor penguin. I think I could ride that one. But some of the chinstrap penguins, they're like barely.
Look at you, Morgan Freeman.
Oh, look at me. Look at me knowing shit.
Did you read the you read the little signs?
Yeah. I read the signs.
What are you going for if you're not going to just if you're just going to look? I mean, why are you going to the zoo?
Yeah.
Read the facts, man. Take an interest.
I want to learn something.
In species.
Yeah. I want to learn something about him. So it was fun, and that it's one of those things as an adult where you don't think that it's going to be fun. You're not considering. You're like, it's the zoo. It's going to be lame, whatever. But then you go, and you're like, holy shit, this is awesome.
Yeah, well, one of the days for being back here, I had to miss. Apparently, Adam Devine told me the Omaha Zoo is just got ranked number, I think, one over San Diego. It's always like neck and neck, San Diego and Omaha.
Yeah.
And Omaha just took them over. And I was really bummed that I couldn't go because I was like, dude, I want to see the place that has the country's greatest giraffes.
Oh, man.
Right? Don't they have?
I don't know.
They would, right?
I don't know about the Omaha Zoo, but...
I think they do. The San Diego... I mean, this is why I had that joke about it, too, about the San Diego Zoo. It's kind of a... And it makes sense that they got dropped down because I paid for the animal... it was like the animal guided tour where you get on a bus and they drive through and you get an extra insight into like where they're... Just you get closer to the animals.
Yeah.
But all the animals on this tour were fucking taking naps, dude. And the tour guide would not stray from the script. So he's like, if you guys look over to your left, you see those two of our famous tigers that have, Google a tiger. It's the same fucking thing. and he just kept calling out shit that wasn't there. And finally, he just started calling out things we could actually see. So it wasn't a total bust. So he was like, oh, this is great. If you guys actually look right in front of you, you'll see a Latino family sharing a churro. And that's how the
Yeah. But yeah, you do have that, and you kind of want them to make it like Jurassic Park.
You do.
Where they kind of throw up the meat like, hey, eat something.
You also want to see animal attack videos live.
Yeah.
You know, Jurassic Park really made zoos have to up their game. It's like, dude, every now and then, put a monkey in a tiger cage, fucking drop a bag of Oh Boy Alberto beef jerky and let the games begin.
Sure. And just watch some shit go down.
By the way, says the guy who will never work at a zoo.
Yeah, yeah.
Is this how you...
you feed the tiger a monkey and some beef jerky, right?
We need some excitement.
Yeah. That's all you gotta do.
If we're gonna raise ticket prices...
Yeah. You gotta give the lemur a confetti cannon.
Oh my god. Now that is a suggestion I can get behind.
Right? Fucking lemur, isn't that the I like to move it, move it thing from Madagascar?
Also,
I think I did a video on them.
Trap a bunch of fucking, of those birds, the whatever exotic birds they have.
Yeah.
You know, there's like a bird world. There's always like the bird section, right?
Yeah,
maybe it is bird world.
They had one of those.
Guess what, dude?
At Syracuse Zoo,
hot box the bird world. And then for 25 minutes, open the cages and let the birds run free and live their lives.
Yeah, buddy.
Anyway,
that'd be fun. But we had there in the bird world, they had ducks, and the ducks would just run right up to you, and they would take food from you and shit.
That's pretty awesome.
It was awesome.
Any sort of interactive element, I'm always a big fan of.
Yeah,
because if they're letting you do it, they know that it's safe.
Yeah,
but I mean, there probably are times when like a llama's like, oh shit, that kid's hand looks like a wheat thin. Snippity snap,
yeah.
You have no hand.
Oh my god.
Snippity snap, don't talk back.
Snippity snap, you have no hand. That sounds like a weird gang member thing. And then then I was like, snippity snap, you ain't got no hand, motherfucker.
From the makers of Hungry Hungry Hippo,
you ain't got no hand.
Or it's like that's like the gangster llama in like the Madagascar 2.
Gangster llama. That would make sense, man.
Was there one animal before we wrap this up? Was there one animal or cage or experience that you felt gypped that you didn't get to see or that you couldn't get access to because of a height requirement or because of a Or because of a straight up, like, you can't go in there.
There was one that started off awful, and then by the end of it was one of the more amazing ones. It was the bats.
Ooh.
They had a bat thing. And they're like, and it started off like your guy, where he's like, and then if you look in here, you see the bats, and there's no bats. They're just not there. And you got kids like tapping on the glass and things like that, trying to get the bats to do anything, and you don't see any bats. They're not doing anything. One person pulls out their phone, flips on the flashlight, and starts looking, and then sees a bat, and the bat sees the light, and the bat freaks out, lets out a screech or something, and then the whole thing was covered in bats.
No way.
And it was awesome. Like, I'm not, that was the shit. And you just see these bats flying around. There must have been at least like 10 bats, and they were just going nuts in this small box, just flying around in circles. And you realize when you see them fly and avoiding obstacles and avoiding each other, and they are blind, hence blind as a bat, you know, and they're flying using echolocation. I read the card.
Dude, I'm impressed by your ability to retain information.
Yeah.
Like, no joke, sometimes I go, read the facts, Adam, and then I read them and I go, a lemur has 14 inches of, and I've already forgotten it.
All hail the New York Giants. Yeah, and the bats were incredible, and it makes me even more excited to when we go to the Moon Tower Comedy Festival this year.
Oh, yeah.
Because they have the Bat Bridge there, which is literally every night at a certain time, bats fly out from under this bridge. And I missed it last time. I do not want to miss it this time. So we're going to go see that in Austin. And we're going to see that. And you guys who are in Austin, we're going to Moon Tower, can see us do a live podcast.
Yeah, April 20th through the 22nd. I don't know the exact date of our podcast.
Yeah.
But go to the website. Just Google Moon Tower Comedy Festival. But also, next week, we are at the Golden Spike Comedy Festival.
Salt Lake City, Utah.
At the Wise Guys Comedy Club. Go to wiseguyscomedyclub.com for that info. Our guest that night is going to be Marcus from Last Comic Standing, Comedy Central. Possibly some other guests. TJ Miller and Chris Redd are going to be out there too. Who knows? Special guest surprises. Avery Pearson's coming out to bring the musical element. It's going to be a fucking blast. Get your tickets. That's March 8th. That's a Wednesday, 8 p.m., Wise Guys Comedy Club, and then, of course, Moon Tower. And then if you're looking to plan ahead for May, of course, we're going to be at the Crapshoot Festival. First-time festival for Las Vegas, the Crapshoot Festival. It's a debut festival. The ALN podcast will be out there in May. I think that's the third week of May.
Yeah, and all this stuff is happening now, and we're doing a bunch of live podcasts, and we love seeing you guys. We love having you come out, and we love signing your merch. And of course, that's the other thing we really want to talk about. We do have merchandise. It's back up.
Yeah,
it is now. We're doing it, so it's on our website. Go to aboutlastnightpodcast.com, and you can order a T-shirt. We'll send it to you, and we are doing it.
Yeah,
and it's not going to be, you're waiting 3 months, you're sending a ton of emails, and you're getting the wrong size. No, we are going to make sure you have the right size, the right shirt, and we're going to hook you up. So get your shirts from aboutlastnightpodcast.com.
Get your shirts. Support the pod.
There you go.
Support the pod, because we got so many great guests coming up. I can't tell you that it's going to be confirmed for May pretty soon, but I'll give you a hint.
Oh, my God. You've been teasing him for a while.
That's right, it's gonna happen in May. He's gonna be on the podcast, mustache free.
Well done, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got that, and we've got a ton of other guests lined up. So this is gonna be an exciting year for the podcast, and we love that you guys are listening. We love that you're a part of it, and we love that you help us fund our zoo trips.
Fund our zoo trip and our possible escape routes when the aliens come and invade and suck our blood and chop off our dicks. Good night, everybody.
So that's the show. Thanks for tuning in. We had laughs and stories. Now go listen to more episodes on iTunes or your phone.
listening to the About Last Night podcast with Brad Williams and Adam Ray. Boy, they're a lot of fun, huh? Why don't you subscribe on iTunes to this fucking podcast? Give them a 5-star rating so this midget and this Jew can feel good about themselves for a couple minutes. Also, get on your iPhone or Android and get the podcast app. You can also listen to it on Stitcher or aboutlastnightpodcast.com, where you can hear past episodes with great guests like Lisa Kudrow, Paul Feig, Kevin Nealon, Bob Saget, Dion Cole, Chris D'Elia, Adam Devine, Michael McDonald, Jaleel White, Bud Friedman, Steve-O, Harlan Williams, Tom Arnold, Ron Funches, Rick Glassman, Blake Anderson, Anders Holm, Jessamay Peluso, Joey McIntyre, and many, many more. I'm Tony Danza. Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast. Good night. That's it, right? You got it? Sweet. Boy, it smells good in that booth, by the way. What kind of candle is that? Hanukkah Willow? Nice.